I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Well, we're into the spring gobbler season in West Virginia, but it's never too late to get a refresher course in hunter safety. And we'll do that right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Spring gobbler season in West Virginia reaches its halfway point this weekend, and as enjoyable as spring turkey hunting can be, it can also be extremely dangerous if you are not taking the necessary precautions. Lieutenant Tim Coleman of the West Virginia DNR's law enforcement section says, remember, the situations turkey hunting presents in the spring months.
This is the one season where you're calling turkeys into you by the type of call you use. And therefore, you could very easily call a hunter into you. So you got to be extremely careful.
Rule number one, don't strike it out on your own.
Obviously, the very first thing to do, and this is for any type of hunting trip, is tell somebody where you're going and what time you plan on being back. In case you do run into trouble, they can start looking for you and they know where to look.
Secondly, Coleman says consider your wardrobe for a turkey hunt very carefully.
Dress properly. Now, there's been a big debate whether or not to wear blaze orange or camouflage, and to, quite frankly, the studies show there's really no big deal between the two, for turkey season anyway. But the key there for dressing is don't dress in a color that you can find on a turkey. It's like red, white, and blue. Those are colors that actually can be found on a turkey. For instance, we had an incident several years ago where a gentleman was dressed all in black, but he had blaze orange socks on, and he was shot in his ankles. So use common sense when it comes to dressing.
Another key measure of protection, set yourself up next to a tree offering complete coverage of your back. This will protect you from anything in the rear. Finally, when you do have an encounter with a fellow hunter, handle it carefully.
Probably the most important thing is if you do call in a hunter, to just shout him off. Don't wave him off, because they'll key on that movement and you'll get shot almost every time. If you shout somebody off, sure, you're going to ruin your hunt for the day, but you're living for another day, so it's okay. I mean, you can always come back tomorrow.
Now, that's certainly good advice to follow, and as Coleman says, you'll be here to hunt for the rest of this season and for many seasons to come. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.